There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We talk savings and investments now, and to do so, we welcome into the Dubai Eye studio an old friend of the show, one of the originals. It is Sean Kelleher, the CEO of Mondial Dubai. Morning, Sean.
Morning, and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So much happening in the world of savings and investments at the moment. We have had, within the past few days, new regulations issued by the UAE Insurance Authority on the way that savings and investments can be sold, particularly fees and commissions. And in a few days' time, you are organising the first ever conference looking at workers' incentives and end-of-service benefits. Let's take a step back, Sean, and we'll drill down into each of these issues in a bit more detail in a second, but let's take a step back at the moment. Why are we seeing such big changes, do you think, in the moment, in the way that savings and investments generally, including gratuities, are structured?
Well, I suppose at the highest level, if you might take Sheikh Mohammed's eight principles, in which the last couple, I think, are trying to attract talent into the region and preparing the country for the future. And of course, financial services and your well-being are critical parts of those two components, plus for every human being. In fact, just take to a higher level, a book I've been reading recently called The 100-Year Life suggests that of the average 8-year-old, 50% of them are going to live beyond 100. So as human beings, we've got to be prepared for very long lives. Within that context, there's a huge pressure on individuals to organise their financial services. And we live in areas where government must control the environment that we're in. So financial services needs to prepare itself for people living longer.
Okay, that sets the scene. Andrew Scott wrote that book. He's, a regular guest on the Business Breakfast. Well, let's look at two issues in particular that you think are key, because they're the subject of your event that's coming up in the next few days. You're looking at two things in particular. You're looking at end of service and workers' incentives. Explain why you picked those two in particular. Why are they issues that need to be addressed?
Yeah, we chatted long and wide on the subject of what the title should be. I think end of service benefits is one of the lower hanging fruits for getting the local financial services economy moving forward. And the workers' incentives bit, I see the end of service benefit is like a step towards greater financial wellness. So workers' incentives and financial wellness is probably the medium to long-term goal. How do we get more productivity? How do we get more enjoyment out of turning up to work every day, et cetera, et cetera? So I suppose end-of-service benefits is the short-term step. Financial wellness, workers' incentives is the medium to long-term step.
In terms of the gratuity, the end-of-service benefit that those of us who've been here a long time have kind of grown up with, a lot of people are going to be relying on that as a big part of their retirement fund. And that's a problem, isn't it, Sean? Because it's not going to be enough.
It's not going to be enough. Quilters did some research recently that shows that 60% of UAE expats rely on that for their long-term income, and it just isn't enough. But on the plus side, the big debate around severance payment reform is whether it should be defined benefits or defined contributions. And of course, everything is moving towards defined contributions rather than, you know, burdening government or corporate balance sheets with defined benefits. But in the UAE, of course, we got the gratuity defined benefit could work in the favour by providing a very minimum return on long-term savings. And if that was topped up by defined contribution commitments, then, of course, we can improve the overall scene.
As Richard said, the end of service terms and conditions and the benefits don't really stack up to what would be a pension. It's not going to keep very many people going for very long. Do you think we should be moving on to away from a end of service benefits to a proper pension scheme?
Well, that's a big when you bring up the word pension, many Emiratis start growling at me because, of course, around the world, pension means taxation. And around the world, taxation means having a vote, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't see that happening. We've got to be very clear on...
Do you think it should happen?
Well, it's not up to me. I mean, you know, I came here 29 years ago, about the same time as you guys. And, You know, we came here because for the sun and the sand and taxation and having a vote and all those things just weren't on the table, and they haven't been, and I've been happy that it hasn't been.
Just tell me why you can't have a pension scheme without taxation. I mean, companies contribute a bit, the employee might contribute
a
bit.
Well, you can. It's a matter of definitions, right? So I think the more accurate term, when I was speaking to the World Bank on the subject, they kept using the phrase severance pay, and that's probably a more accurate term.
So there's lots of issues being addressed by the UAE Insurance Authority at the moment in this field of savings and investments. And I'm sure you've read the new draft regulations that they have put forward. And one of the things that they address is fees and commissions, because one of the things holding people back from investing more here in the UAE is that we've all heard stories of the sharks out there who are selling investment products with huge commissions. And the stories of the teacher who saved for 15 years and suddenly discovered that there was nothing left in the pot because half of it had been taken fees and commissions. You've heard these stories many times before, Sean. What reforms do you think we need to see to encourage more people to save, to get the sharks out of the market so that people can save and invest with confidence?
Wow. How long have we got? Firstly, you sent me something about the UAE insurance rules that are coming out. And, of course, that's an attack on specific products. So, firstly, Mondial Dubai LLC is regulated by ESCA, the Securities Commodities Authority. And one of the confusions in here is just the number of regulators. So you've got advisors under five different regulators working under five different sets of laws. I would have thought one easy lowest hanging fruit for change would be to create one platform for complaints, because if there was one place for any consumer to go to, that would drive the bad advisors, if you like, out of the long grass and have one place to run to for customers that need recourse.
But in terms of how we structure these savings products, if we want people to put more money aside on a monthly basis, what do we need to do? What do companies like you need to do? If the regulatory issue is complex and there are five different regulators, companies like you or others like you, and there are many others like you, what do you need to do in terms of how you structure your fees, your commissions, how you get paid? Because you've got to get paid or else you wouldn't exist.
Yeah, well, with all problems, I like to look at them either from the top down or the bottom up. In this case, biggest change is going to come from the top down, from regulators taking control. I was in a pension conference in Bahrain recently, and on the stage was a couple of regulators from the UAE, a couple of regulators from two different places, and they were basically condemning financial advisors. And I thought to myself, I felt like putting my hand up, but it had nothing to do with the event. Well, you guys are the police. Surely everything should start from the top down. There should be something to implement, because if it doesn't, then everything works from the bottom up. People do what they get paid to do. So if the environment is loose and free, how do you set controls? How can Mondial can set its own standards, but then it's not playing on a level playing field with people setting other standards? I mean, we have moved to a salary and bonus structure a couple of years ago, so we've made great strides towards bringing the price down, because we recognise that the playing field is uneven. What I believe, for change to be dynamic and impressive and have some impact, it has to come from the top down, where the lead issues are greater inputs on transparency, greater inputs on mis-selling.
Sean, we'll have to leave it there. Fascinating talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us today. Sean Kelleher is the Chief Executive of Mondial Dubai. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.